Well, glory. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. It's a good thing we're having revival. Praise God Almighty. I'm telling you, look at the chair next to you because it won't be empty for long. Enjoy your space while you have it. I am serious. And don't get upset when somebody takes your chair. Don't come late. Standing room only, right? How many believe? Amen. You believe. Hallelujah. How many know part of believing is saying it, right? Amen. We begin to speak it. Why? Because we're releasing our faith. What we believe. We take in God's word. We said, hey, this is what God said. St. Thomas belongs to God. Amen. Elgin County too. They can come on in. Hallelujah. If the fire goes hot enough, they'll fill it on over a little further. Amen. How many know they came to Jesus from regions round about? Because they saw the glory and the power of God that was taking place. Isn't that awesome? You know, I think it's written the other day, you know. If you begin, you start a fire, you don't have to advertise. Amen. Leonard Ravenhill talked about that. He says, you know, if you're on fire for God, you don't have to advertise. Anybody ever see a fire? You know, you see something on fire, there's about 50 people standing out there looking. They're coming out their doors. They're looking, what is that? Where's that smoke coming from? You know, for miles around. Hallelujah. We let the fire of God keep burning here. Amen. It'd be a light all around. The glory of God's going to fill this place. It's going to dwell here because it dwells in you. You brought it, didn't you? Brought some of it, right? Brought your portion. Amen. Excuse me a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. I love revival because I believe in it. And I'm not talking about the one that starts on Sunday morning and ends on Wednesday night. We're talking about enjoy your free time right now. Enjoy your prayer time now. Amen. Not that you won't be praying during revival, but you'll just be praying, taking a cot, and then you got to get up and go to work. Amen. Vicki, you might have this service. You need to get these people healed. We got the wheelchair section right over here. You got that video? You see it now? We got the wheelchair section. It's over here. We moved all the chairs out of the way. Now go over here, and Vicki's going to get up. She's going to say, now, you folks, I'm going to get you well tonight. It's my turn for the wheelchairs. Now, brother, you may get over to the blind eyes over here. You know, I want you to come. Everybody's got blind eyes. We've got about 20 of them over here tonight. Hallelujah. Go get them healed. It's your night. Hallelujah. Amen. What about the maimed, brother? We got two maimed people that came tonight. One guy don't have a leg. The other don't have an arm. We need you to go minister to him. Come on. Bring it on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revival's in the air, see. Nothing is impossible with God. That's where we're going. Nothing. Hallelujah. It's a journey, but we're going to that place where nothing will be impossible. How many can believe? See, Jesus healed the maimed, didn't he? Did you read your Bible? You ever read that? The maimed were made whole. That means they didn't have a body part. And when they left, they were walking away with it. And most of us are working on the cold, right? I hope I get the guy with the cold or the headache, you know, because maybe it went away anyway. You know? But we're going to know in whom we believed. We'll be fully persuaded. Why? Because we know him, right? We're spending our time with him. We talked about that a little bit last night. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Setting our foundation in prayer. Amen. Prayer is the wonderful exchange when we exchange what we know for what he knows. Amen. For what we have, for what he has. Our limitations for his full strength. Where our flesh begins to get out of the way and God has free reign. Hallelujah. It only took a little wind to part the Red Sea. It looked impossible. They were going out. Moses, here's Moses. Here's where we're going. Where are you taking us, Moses? Taking you to the promised land. What are you talking about? We're at the Red Sea. What are we going to, you know, he's here. Even I'm sure Moses is thinking, what are we going to do? We've come out here to worship God. We've done our thing. And I hear the Egyptian army getting close. Lord, what do we do? Hallelujah. How many know that's a good place to be? I don't know what to do. It looks impossible. I don't know if I can. They're saying it's impossible. I heard somebody was mentioned to me today. I think maybe it was Joseph said, you know, other preachers have said this is the great spiritual graveyard. Well, praise the God. What a better place to raise the dead. Hallelujah. In the spiritual graveyard. Glory to God. What hope we have. Amen. What hope we have. If we'll believe, we can have it. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know why I got off on all that, but it was good anyway. Because we're going to have revival. That's why I got off on it. How many know that? Amen. And it's going to take something besides what we've been doing to get her done. Amen. Or what the church has been doing in general. It's going to take some prayer. We talked about that again last night. I'm going to go back there. I said, hey, if we will place ourselves in the presence of the Father, amen, worship, prayer, the Word of God, fasting, hallelujah. Well, I heard that, brother. Yeah, you need the most, Brother Doug. No, just kidding. I probably do. Amen. Yeah, but you know, I have done some fasting, and sometimes that's why I gained the weight, because I didn't come off it right. I gained a few more pounds. I'm going to get it right this time. In Jesus' name. You're supposed to reset your metabolism. See, Pastor Dave, he could do a whole seminar on the physical aspects of fasting. He taught a couple of several good messages on it. Amen. Turn your Bible, if you will, with me to Matthew chapter 12. Okay, we're going to get a few verses going here. Thank you, Father. I believe we have the mind of the Lord tonight. Amen. Father, we thank you that your word is truth, that it lives and abides forever, that it cannot change, Lord. This is your word. We take heed to it, Father. We listen to it. And Lord, we endeavor to put it into our life and to practice in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now here, Jesus himself is speaking here. And I've been talking a little bit about it. We've got to release our faith that we have. We believe God wants us to have revival. But what are we going to do? Jesus said in verse 37 of Matthew 12, says, "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. I was praying today and last night, actually before I ever got here, and words, the word that's right here, it says, thy words, by thy words shall you be justified. And that word just kind of stuck out to me, words. What are words? Words are carriers. Words are something that we use to create a picture so that somebody can understand us. You know, if I say, hey, I got a really nice cat at my house. And then I tell you, I got a big fat cat at my house. And then I tell you, I got a big black fat cat at my house. See, those words begin to create. They begin to build more and more. And the same thing happens with the Word of God and with our words. They begin to create. They create a picture. They create things in our life. When we begin to speak in line with God's word, then things begin to change and our life comes in line with his word. Now we know that, you know, that the words, our words, our own words, even in our own life, they can make us or they can break us. How many have ever seen somebody that was spoken down to in their life? You know, maybe their mother or father didn't speak good words over them, or they told them they're not going to be any good. You know, and people believe that. You know, you're no good. You'll never amount to anything. You're just like Grandpa so-and-so. Or maybe their own father, you know. You're not going to make it. Just like your old man. You're useless. Anybody ever seen anybody like that? Or maybe you heard those words in your life. You know? You're not going to be, you know, it'll be nothing. But how many know you are somebody? If you're a human, we talked about it last night, you're accepted in the beloved. Sometimes those words don't make you feel very accepted, do they? They don't make us feel very encouraged. But when we get a hold of God's word, and we speak His word, words of faith, see, that's negative words, or we would say words that are of the world or the natural man, right? Those are words of a natural person. They're not words that come from our spirit. See, the word of God is spirit, and it is life. Hallelujah. According to the Bible, we're living to these words. They bring life, or they bring death, don't they? Proverbs, I believe it's 18:21. Let me look there real quick. Proverbs 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, we talked about last night using our tongue to speak God's will by the Holy Ghost because He knows what's best. But we've got a second choice, a second use of our tongue. And that's to speak God's word because His word and His spirit agree. So when we speak God's word and then we begin to pray in tongues, we're going directly. We have two power sources in our life that are taking us in God's direction. You see, we say, well, why is this like it is this year? It's because of what I said last year or yesterday or last week, see? But if I begin to speak God's word, I begin to speak words of health, if that's my area, I find my scriptures. I say, hey, by your stripes, I was healed. It may take me a little bit to get there. It may take me a moment to get on track. But let me tell you, God has to perform His word. He said His word is settled forever in heaven. He said He watches over His word to perform it. And when we get in line with God's word, we begin to agree. The Bible says, hold fast, Hebrews 4:14, hold fast the confession of our faith, right? Hold fast to the confession, or in the, we could say it says profession or confession of our faith. In other words, saying the same thing. If we'll say the same thing that God has already said, we'll come in agreement with it, and we'll begin to put it in our mouth, what are we releasing? Our faith in that direction. When we say, St. Thomas is saved, we're releasing faith in those words. Why? Because that's God's assignment, that St. Thomas would be saved. They'll come to the light. We're going to be a light to St. Thomas in this community, to Elgin County, and regions round about, I'd say. Because I'm telling you, you get the fire rolling, and pretty soon they'll come running. Amen? People come running. They want to see what's going on. What are they doing over there at that church? I heard my friend John or whoever, you know. Joe went over there, and he got healed. I wonder what's going on over there. I wonder if they could help me, help my mother, help my cousin, whoever. Well, let's go see. Hallelujah. Amen. So life and death, it says in 21, Proverbs 18, 21, are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So there's going to be fruit from it. It's going to produce something. The word of God. God says it goes forth whereunto I sent it. It shall accomplish that which I please. When it's His word, it's going to accomplish His will and what He desires. He desires that none would be lost, but that all would be saved, right? He said, I came to seek that which was lost. Now, is everybody going to get saved? Probably not. Why? Because man has a free will. But how many know? When we show forth the fullness, as we talked about last night, the glory of God, at least they got a fighting chance. Amen? You know? I mean, I mentioned, I don't think it's right. How can I say? I mean, how can I say, oh, I shake the dust off your feet because you didn't receive what I said, but I didn't demonstrate to you. I told you, but I didn't really demonstrate to you the fullness of the glory of God. Now, if I can demonstrate to you the fullness of the glory and you can see that has to be God, now I can say, hey, you know, then maybe if they didn't receive it, you know, but I believe they're going to start asking questions then, don't you think? They all came to Jesus. Many sinners came to Jesus. It was the Pharisees that were afraid of him. They're the ones trying to kill him. They're the ones that end up putting him on the cross. Not knowing that was the plan of God. So he had to do that by, you know. He says, oh, we're going to kill him. He says, oh, you can't take me. I lay down my life willingly. If I want to, I could call 10,000 angels and it'd be over. Thank God he didn't. But for the joy that was set before him. Hallelujah. Amen. He endured the shame, bore that cross, took our pain, took our sickness, took our poverty, took our inability, laid it on that cross. Glory to God. Good news. The best of God met the worst of man, and God won. Hallelujah. And said, you can have this too. You can have my glory come and live in you. You can have the peace that passes all understanding. You can have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. How could it be that good? Everybody says, well, I don't see it. See, it's not on the circumstance, but what comes in on the inside. When we live from that inside man. Hallelujah. See, the natural man wants to look at all the circumstance around us. But God says, no. Every circumstance is subject to change. If you take my word, you can change it. Amen. It's subject to change. Doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how difficult it may look, how impossible it is. Remember, we mentioned Moses standing at the Red Sea. And the word of God came to him. Moses, stretch out your hand, stretch out your arm over the sea. The staff of God representing his word, what he said. Whew, the sea parted. They began to walk through on dry ground. Wow, that was a quick deal. Amen. Heading across. Here's the Egyptian army on their heels. They're surely, you know, I'm sure someone's thinking, man, I don't know if we're going to make it. Maybe Moses thought it. Are we going to make it all the way across? And here they come. They're across and whoosh, the enemy was drowned in that sea. Sometimes when it looks like the enemy's after us, his demise is just about to be. Amen. Just about to be finished. His work is almost over. It looks like he's after us. It looks really bad. Looks like he's going to catch us. But no! God's word is going to see us through. Amen? Because we're going to speak it out and it's going before us. We're praying in the Holy Ghost, knowing that his perfect will is being done there. And then his perfect will right here. Because if we take his word, we pray in the Holy Ghost, we pray the word of God or speak the word of God, either one. We've got a dynamo. Hallelujah. One and one is two. But I'm telling you, when you put the word of God together with the Holy Ghost, it's explosive. Woo! Anybody ever here got touched by God? Amen. You've been touched. I know you have. You got saved. You must have been touched. Amen. Amen. It's always good to feel, but how many know that we don't go by what we feel, but we're going by what? The fact. That God's word is true. Faith in the fact of his word. Now, feelings may come along, and they're fun, and they're good, and I'm sure we'll have some of them too. Amen. Last night we had a few, you know. Some had some different feelings than I did, but hallelujah that our person received, but that's okay. Guess what? Sometimes God gets a little wild and goes crazy. I'm not saying it's always normal or the norm, but, you know, he wants to bring power. And really, you know, last night what happened, somebody said, well, he punched her. You know, well, she had her hands on here for one thing. And when someone's in the spirit, I'm not punching her like in the natural. I'm reaching into God, and I was just bringing everything that I could, because I want everything that I could do to receive that miracle. And just poof, driving it in there. Okay? It wasn't that I stood here and went, wham, you know, and they're knocked out. Now, I don't suggest that unless God's telling you anyway. Now, there are some ministers who have done that. I mean, my goodness. I've been knowing the, you know, I think it was Smith Wigglesworth. He took the baby, kicked it out into the audience, and that child was totally healed, totally cured, a baby. Can you imagine that? So we got to be open to God. That's the part of praying in the Holy Ghost, because that's how we get led. Amen. He comes and he brings the specifics. Okay. He would bring the specifics more at times, and whatever he says, hey, that's what we're going to do, right? Go over there and knock on the door and see if the funeral home lets you in. Okay. Sorry. I had a friend of mine that was telling me about that. We were laughing because he was calling the funeral home, see if we could pray for somebody. He says, well, you got to have the family's permission. But we were thinking about it. I said, yeah, brother, we'll go down there. You just push the body out on that cart, you know, and I'll jump on top and start calling them out, you know. We were just having fun, you know. Did you see that? Oh, boy. Two people arrested. Probably not for praying, but stealing a dead body. They got a lot of rules about that, so at least in North America, all right? I'm sure you do too, so. So, okay, words. We're talking about words. Where was I going? Okay. Let's go to Mark 11, our favorite chapter here. One of our favorites. Mark 11, 23. That seems to agree. How many agree with Mark 11, 23? Amen. Joseph mentioned this to me earlier today. Even. Have faith in God, or the God kind of faith. You have God's kind of faith. The Bible says God believed and he began to speak. Therefore we believe. We believe and therefore speak, right? How'd God create the world? With words, right? How do you think we're going to change anything in our world? With words. When we use his word, it will change to his plan and his desire. See, we're in a fallen world, and that's why some things aren't perfect. You know, even the earth itself is cursed. Now, how many know when we take his word? Here we go. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he saith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He shall have, we could say, he shall have whatsoever words he speaks. Amen. We could say that. Whatever words we speak and come to agreement with God, we can have. By his stripes, I was healed. Of course, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. You know, surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried my pains, and by his stripes I'm healed. Now see, there's one verse. Think about it. Surely. Take the next word. Surely he. Who is he? God Almighty. See, that's part of meditating, see? And that's speaking. He has borne my sicknesses, carried my pains, by his stripes I'm healed. Surely he has. See, we get word of God, and we say, well, I've been knowing that. But see, if it's old to you, it's not real to you, right? We're trying to make it real in our heart and in our life and get it moving for us. Surely he has. What has he done? Surely he has borne our sicknesses, carried our pains, by his stripes. Surely he has borne. Where'd he take them? to that cross. He took them in our place. He bore the pain. He bore the shame. He bore all of it. No matter what it is, He bore it. And we need not bear it. He bore it for me. Surely He has borne my sicknesses, my pain, me. Sometimes that's a hard thing. We know He bore yours, but did He bear mine? Oh, Lord, help me to receive. See, we got to be big receivers. We're going to have revival. Big receivers. Hallelujah. Amen. How many know it costs money to have revival, right? We want to be a part of something that needs a lot of money because some of it's got to come through you, right? Amen. Good preaching, Brother Doug. You know, but surely, see, one verse alone, that right there, I took that verse. I was working with a particular guy, and I knew we couldn't do it, but he was sure we could pull this gang more. You know, there's five people. I said, I don't think we can do it. You know, he's the boss. Like, get over there and pull. Hurry up. Okay. So we get over there. Sure enough, he doesn't move an inch. And, oh, my Lord, I did something in my back. Oh, goodness. You know, I mean, I'm walking like that, and I came to work the next day. I'm healed. Bless God, I'm healed. I spent 2 days doing that. And I went to church that night. I made up my mind. I've got it. I'm telling you, I'm getting it right now. I'm going to church tonight. I'm getting healed. Got church. Well, we'd like to pray for people tonight. We haven't done that for a while. Would anybody like to come up here for prayer? Hallelujah. Every pain left me. Oh, it felt so good. How many knows when something's resting on you, sometimes you don't realize how bad it really was. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been carrying stuff and working and it didn't make any difference. I said, Lord, I'm going to get my miracle. Bless God. I'm not stopping. I'm not quitting. I'm not going to give up till I got it. Glory to God. I felt so good. Praise the Lord. And He wants us to receive. You know, if you can't get it just alone, a lot of times it's a combination. Get your faith going. Get somebody to agree with you. Husband and wife right here. Amen. And over here. Back here. You know, you get an agreement. Say, hey, come on, honey, help me. Yeah, okay. I'll help you. We believe. Hallelujah. So our words, we're talking about words. We could say we'll have whatever we speak. And I just got done talking about it. Speak health. Speak health. Amen. Yet the world system that's a lot negative. They're negative. Oh, this. Oh, my aching back. Oh, I think it's my hip this time. It's not that we don't acknowledge that things are, but we're calling those things that are not as though they were. Saying, no, by His stripes I'm healed. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's not always easy, especially when it's daily. The devil of same old is still there. That's why you see people. I mean, it's not always easy. That's true. But we make a choice to take God's word and call it truth. Say, no, this is the truth. What God said is truth. This symptom has to go. This has to change. Because God's word is more powerful and it will see me through. I'll pray in the Holy Ghost and greater grace He'll give me. And I'll stand strong and I'll stand firm. I'll speak that word and the Lord will make it real on the inside of me. And I'm going to have just what I say because I agree that Your word is true, Father. And I'll stand strong and I'll not be moved. Hallelujah. Why? Because greater is He, like we said last night, in me than he that's in this world. What can separate us from the love of God? If God be for us, who or what can be against us? Not trouble or this, nothing. Nothing can be against us. Amen. That's the point. Hallelujah. Because two things. We've been praying in the Holy Ghost and we've been speaking the word of God. Let's turn to Romans 8 real quick right there. That's a good passage. I like it. I'm just going to go there for a minute. Let's drop down a little bit further. We've already been praying in the Holy Ghost. We saw that last night. But Verse 31 says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Now, some people think it costs something to get a miracle, but you can't buy a miracle. It comes freely. Jesus, you paid it. I know. We know he saved us. We know he gave his son. How will he not also freely, freely give me a miracle? Freely give me all things. Yeah, but I need some money. He'll freely give you some money. Not based upon what I did, but on what he did at the cross alone. We're basing upon what Jesus did. Our faith not to be in any man or what they do for us. It's to be in what God will ultimately do. He may use a man, but he may not. What do you mean, Brother Doug? He may not. He may use you. And give you instruction. Get a job, lazy man. He might. He's done that with me sometimes, and other times he's blessed me in other ways. You know, but he said we're not to worry about it. It's the great sin of the church. You don't worry. Because when we believe, we know in whom we believed and we're confident, right? You see, there's joy and peace in believing. Want to know if we're believing? Check our joy level. Where's our peace? It looks like it's getting worse. Well, maybe I need to laugh a little. Amen. Ha, 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 devil, you're a liar. God's word said that you'd provide your need. He said he'd sell my house. Hallelujah. I call it sold. The right person's coming. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Well, it don't look like anybody's looking. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, devil, you're such a liar. Why? Because I know in whom I believe. I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. I know that he'll freely give to me. Glory to God. Why? Because he's for me. If he be for me, who or what can be against me? Nothing. It says, who shall lay anything to this charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that was risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. So who shall separate us from the love of God? Why? Because he's wanting to freely give. Hallelujah. He's wanting to do that. Hallelujah. Who's going to separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation? Distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. Hallelujah. As it is written, for thy sake they're killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Glory to God. Woo! It looks like sure famine for you, brother. You know, even when we mess up, God makes ways of escape. You know, they had the year of Jubilee in the Bible. You know? It's kind of like declaring bankruptcy for some people, and other people, I guess they lost what they had, you know. Everything goes back, you know, but you gain whatever you had before. So they erase a lot of the debt. Amen. But this is the year of Jubilee. We're already living in it. Jesus came to declare the year of the Lord. He says, I already declare it. I declare you free. I declare you blessed. I declare you healthy. I declare you prosperous. I paid the price, he says. Amen, amen. He said, I came for that. Words. What are words going to do for us? Amen. They're going to set a direction, amen, for our life. You know, so much is negative from the natural standpoint. You know, so we're kind of facing upstream sometimes. Amen. How many ever hear people of the world talk? Well, some of them aren't too bad, but you know, they really get in trouble. I don't know how we're going to make it. I don't know what we're going to do. Now, sometimes I think church people are worse, you know. But, you know, poor old God, he forgot my name. No. Not only does he know your name, he's got your address. Not only that, if he did forget it, he's got it engraved in the palm of his hand. He said, my thoughts toward you are good. Every day, outnumber the sand of the sea. Can you imagine that? That's how wonderful he thinks you are. Hallelujah. What a father. What a father. The good thoughts toward you and I. Wow. Even when we're messing up. He says, oh, wait a minute. They're coming out of that. Oh, boy. Hallelujah. He laughs at the devil's calamity. You shouldn't have done that to him, devil. I'm going to get the answer to him. If they'll not stop seeking me. He said, seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things are going to be added to you. Yes, Lord. It looked like I made a mess again. But 1 John 1:9. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can repent. Don't you dare try to take repentance away from me, bless God. Amen. There's hope for us. He said, if we commit sin, he says, I've already made a way. There's a propitiation made for you. Not just for you, but the sins of the whole world. All they've got to do is see all's forgiven. Come to God. That's the good news of God. If you'll receive it, if you'll believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, if you can believe that he paid that price. Amen. If we can believe, we will receive. Not only will he cleanse us, you know, 1 John 1:9, not just forgive us, but cleanse us from all that unrighteousness. Hallelujah. The question is, can we believe and forgive ourselves sometimes? Amen. Amen. Anybody ever done something you just felt so bad? You know, I felt really bad about that, Lord. But I couldn't change it. I had to make a decision. I'm putting my faith in the fact that God forgave me. I'm putting my faith, taking faith, I'm putting it in that fact. And I'm hoping my feelings come along, and they will eventually, because I believe him. I don't care what I feel like, Lord. I forgive myself. I've been forgiven. You said you'd forgive me and forget it. You said you'd put my sin into the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. See, I got my words working for me now, see? Amen? Glory to God. Forgiving ourselves sometimes is the hardest thing. But when we take God's word, glory, amen, begins to come real. As far as the east is from the west, try to find that. I put him in the sea of forgetfulness. Can you imagine that? A sea, you ever seen the sea, how big it is? You know, they can't hardly find a human if they get lost out there. It's a miracle if they do. Most of the time, you know. I mean, unless you got a flare or some way to get some attention, it's hard to even find people, you know. Paul found that out. They never did find his ship. They had to run it aground, man. They didn't. They were going to be lost. They're following the Lord. The angel of the Lord appeared to me. Thank God, amen. Fasting and prayer. Sometimes it may take a little bit of that. But you get the mind of the Lord and find out the answer. If you all stay with the ship, we'll be all right. Don't jump overboard now. Hallelujah. Funny thing was, he was the prisoner that told him not to go in the first place. Isn't God awesome? Isn't God awesome? Even though they screwed up and went anyway, he still saved them. Hallelujah. They're talking about killing the prisoners. Paul was that prisoner. Pretty soon he owned the ship. Why? Because God was with him. He knew in whom he believed. He said, I heard from heaven. The angel of God, the God that I serve, the angel came down. He told me what we need to do. Throw everything overboard. Go for the land. Get as far as we can. And those that can't swim, get you aboard. And we're going to get to the shore. Everybody will be saved. You know? course, some of them got to run off somebody. I think we can get the lifeboat down and we can get away and make it. When Paul spoke to him, whoop, somebody cut the ropes. Nope. How many know sometimes it looks like God's making a way out? Looks like there's a way out of this over here, but God wants you to be totally dependent on Him, on what He said. Amen. I could fix it myself. Who says that? The 2-year-old. I'd do it myself. Right? Amen. And they can't do it. They get the shoes on the wrong feet. They can't tie them anyway. Anyway, praise the Lord. I'm wrapping up here pretty quick. But words are full of power. Hallelujah. Let's go to, where are we going, Lord? I got too many notes. We'll skip down a little bit. Let's go here. Words that we speak identify us. Amen. They identify where we are. We want to know where we are with God. Listen to your words. Ask God to help you. Say, Lord, help me to listen to what I'm saying. Help me to think about what I'm saying each day. Am I being positive? Am I speaking the truth? Or am I just speaking what is? Or what I feel? Or what I see? Or am I really taking your word to heart and being a consistent with your word and believing you? See, it'd be an easy thing. We could all walk out here and say, somebody would say, well, St. Thomas ain't revival. Look at this. Look at that. Look at this. Look at that. Man, don't look like it's in revival to me. But God's word, amen. We hold fast to what He says. We say the same thing. Amen. It'll identify us as believers. All right, one more point. The words we speak set boundaries in our life. We don't want to limit ourselves, amen. We don't want to be limited to the natural. We want to take God's word and change it. And the words we speak, they affect our spirit. The inward man, they affect us. Why? Because it's full of power. It begins to feed that spirit man, just like, and then we add praying in tongues and build ourselves up on that faith that has come. 1 Timothy 6:12 says that we're to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Why is it a good fight? Because we're going to win if we don't quit. If we don't quit and hold fast the confession of our mouth with God's word, we will not lose. Our faith shall not fail, and we're going to win. Words are important. We need to recognize that. Psalm 141, verse 3. I'm going to ask us there. I'm going to give this scripture to us so we can kind of make this our prayer. And we'll be listening to the words that we say. Well, I got a dollar. Sorry, it was in my Bible. It's in there for a reason. Somebody asked me to pray for them, and they gave me that dollar to remind me to pray for them. 141. So I guess maybe it's not my dollar. I'm not sure. Verse 3 says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Hallelujah. Well, verse 2 says, what? Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Quicken me when I hear the wrong words coming out of my mouth. Amen. Help me to see it. Help me to remember. And help me to speak the right words, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. They'll help you keep your heart with all diligence. Well, that's our word for today. Maybe it's something you already know, but how many know? Sometimes we need to keep reminding ourselves. Why? Because we're human. Sometimes we forget how powerful our words really are. You know, they can change other people. I knew one lady, she talked her husband right into the grave. Just sad as could be. Tried to, you know, we talked to her. She did change for a little while. In a couple of years, he died. She just kept telling him the same things over and over. See, that's just like the doctor said. That's how you are. That's what's happening right there. Getting in agreement with the negative and with the world. But we're not conformed to that. Amen. All right, let's pray. Let's just stand up a minute. Let's just worship God and thank Him for His Word. Father, we thank You that You have given us Your Word. Something other than what we see and what we feel and what we sense, Lord. That You've given us Your Word to help govern our life. And we can put it in our mouth, Father, and change any circumstance. That You'll lead us and guide us. Not just by Your Word, but by Your Holy Spirit. And He'll teach us and He'll help us. So, Lord, we're asking You to set a guard at our mouth, put a watch at the door of our lips, and help us to speak good words, positive words, healthy words that will change our life and the lives of others. In Jesus' name, amen.